This is American Roots with an encore presentation of our interview with the late Merle Haggard. Merle's sound was largely shaped by three country artists, the blue yodeler Jimmy Rodgers, western swingman Bob Wills, and honky-tonk hero Lefty Frizzell. Starting in 1969, Merle recorded tribute albums to each, mixing songs with conversational testaments to these heroes. His love of Bob Wills in particular was fostered in shows at country dance halls up and down the West Coast.
There must have been 500 clubs ranging from Seattle to San Diego that had just all kinds of action going on. There was music 7 nights a week, twice on Sunday at every one of these clubs. And there was just bands everywhere. And there was all kinds of creativity going on. Bob Wills' music, he being very much the center of all this stuff. Most all the people in all those beer joints that I just spoke of were all trying to be like Bob. As I grew up, there wasn't no such thing as country music. You listened to either pop music, which was like Bing Crosby and Frank Sinatra, or you listened to Bob Wills.
Deep within my heart lies a melody, a song of old San Antonio.
With the help of some of these original musicians, on this album, we're going to try to turn back the pages of time and recapture some of the great sounds of the legendary Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys.
1, 2, 3, 4. Gather around, friends. Why hurry? Let's all stay a little longer.
You also tributed Lefty Frizzell. What is it about Lefty that drew you in?
Oh, Lefty was so different. I thought he was such a unique, articulate singer. And he curled his voice in a way that wasn't around before he came along. He really kind of coined a method of singing. A lot of them call it Merle Haggard style. It's Lefty Frizzell style. That's what it is.
I love you. I'll prove it in days to come. I swear it's true, darling, you're the only one. I've been so blue and lonesome all these days. I love you, I'll prove it a thousand ways.
I saw the importance of writing your own songs in comparison to people that didn't write. I noticed that Bing Crosby didn't seem to have, nobody ever said anything about him writing any songs. And he and his popularity didn't live as long as Hank Williams and Lefty Frizzell. And I think it's because poets last forever and singers come and go. And that's as simple as that. You know?
I love you, I'll prove it a thousand ways.
Let me ask you about a poet. What about Jimmy Rodgers? What got you into that?
I live a lot of my life in the past, reliving special moments in search of where the music that I love came from. I just asked my mother, I said, you know, Lefty Frizzell was singing this song. I said, do you like that song? She said, sure, I like it. It's a Jimmy Rodgers song. I said, it is. I thought it was his song. No. You need to know about Jimmy Rodgers. So she went and got me some records.
All around the water tank, waiting for a train.
Jimmy Rodgers was the Willie Nelson, Merle Haggard of the day, I guess you'd say, because he sang about hard times of that period, and what an interesting time to be alive. I felt like it was important to have people know that I knew that music. I wanted the same people that liked Jimmy Rodgers to like me.
Now, I'm not going to try to tell you the Jimmy Rodgers story because it's been told many, many times before. But I'd like to pass along some of the things which I'm sure helped make him the most important man who ever sang a country song.
All around the water tanks, waiting for a train, 1,000 miles
miles away from home, sleeping in the rain. I walked up to a brakeman to give him my talk. He says, if you've got money, I'll see that you don't walk. I haven't got a...
You've always had a sense of the value of the past, and so much of your music does seem to look back with some sorrow about how life has changed.
Well, I think we're denying emotion that still exists. And I wonder why are we afraid as a society? Why is it afraid of emotion?
Thinking about the good old days.
But it is.
Before it all fell through. Wishing all these old things were new.
It was an incredible chain of events that brings me to where I am. I didn't write the script. It unfolded before my very eyes. If you were to set a script here and try to make it look like reality, it wouldn't work. It looks like things were absolutely preordained and planned to occur precisely at the right moments all the way through my life. And they're still happening that way.
Wishing all these old things were new.
Merle Haggard, an original country outlaw and great songwriter. It was a high atmosphere on his tour bus playing the Texas Club in Baton Rouge back in 2000.
The good old days before it all fell through. Wishing all these old things were new.
There are many ballads about cowboy outlaws. Cole Younger was a Missouri man and Civil War veteran who joined a gang with noted robbers Frank and Jesse James. Younger went on to spend time in prison for murder, and after his pardon in 1901, worked in a Wild West show with Frank James. This song, recorded in 1931 by Texas cowboy Edward Crane, details the James Gang robbery of a train in Northfield, Minnesota, with a first-person account of bandit Cole Younger.
I am a noted highwayman. Cole Younger is my name. With deeds and desperation that brought my name to shame. Robbing of the Northfield Bank is a thing I'll never deny, but which I will be sorry of until the day I die. We started for old Texas, that grand old Lone Star State. Was there on the Brasket Prairies the James boys we did meet. With knives, gun, and revolvers, we all sit down to play a game of good old poker to pass the time away. Across the Brasket Prairies, a Denver train we spied. I says to Bob, we'll rob her as she goes rolling by. We saddled up our horses, northwestward we did go. God-forsaken country called Minnesota. I had my eye on the Northfield Bank when Brother Bob did say, Cole, if you undertake the job, you'll always curse the day. We stationed out our pickets, up to the bank did go. Was there up on the counter, boys, we struck our fatal blow. Saying, hand us out your money, sir, and make no long delay. We are the noted Younger boys, and spend no time in play. The cashier, being as true as steel, refuses a noted band. Was Jesse James that pulled the trigger that killed this noble man? we run for life, for death was near 400 on our trail. We soon was overtaken and landed safe in jail. Was there in a Stillwater jail we lay, a-wearing our lives away. Two James boys left to tell a tale of the sad and fatal.
This is C. Montgomery Burns, and instead of working and earning a decent living, you're wasting and frittering away your time listening to American Roots.
21 days of torture, 21 nights of fear, 21 days in jail, and nobody seemed to care. 21 days of torture, 21 nights of fear, 21 days in jail, and nobody seem to care. I've been waiting for your letter, just a cheerful word or two. And when I get your letter, baby, I don't care what to do. 21 days of torture, 21 nights of fear, 21 days in jail, and nobody seems to care.
21 Days in Jail by the man they call Magic Sam, playing guitar in a style somewhere between rhythm and blues and rockabilly. Magic Sam left Mississippi to work the Chicago blues scene throughout the 50s and 60s, sometimes with his uncle, Shaky Jake Harris. Before 21 Days in Jail, we heard Bob Dylan's Outlaw Blues. We'll be back in a moment on the Tex-Mex border with a story of doing time just for crossing the Rio Grande.